This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We've known for a long time that obesity is among the greatest health risks confronting Americans. We also know that the challenge for many people starts early. In fact, children who are overweight or obese between the ages of 3 and 5 are 5 times more likely to be overweight or obese as adults than children who are not obese. There's new research out today that adds to our understanding about one risk factor for childhood obesity, and that's televisions in kids' bedrooms. Joining us now is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
Now, before we talk about this new research on TV viewing and obesity, there was big news last week that obesity rates among children have actually dropped in the past decades. This sounds like good news. Tell us about this.
Yes, this was some very hopeful news that came out last week from the CDC. The latest figures found that although obesity rates in general in the U.S. are staying pretty much flat, they've dropped really dramatically in kids between the ages of 2 and 5. So in 2004, almost 14% of those kids were obese, and that's now down to just about 8%. So it's a 43% drop, which was really good news.
Wow, yeah, 43%. That's significant. Do we have any ideas about what's behind that drop?
So no one's claiming to know exactly what's behind it, but it seems like it might be a kind of a phenomenon of death by a thousand cuts, except it's actually a good news, good sense. It's like getting thinner by a thousand cuts. So a few of the theories are that maybe kids are drinking less soda, they're breastfeeding more, daycare centers are paying more attention to nutrition and to exercise, and this drop in obesity is quite notable among poor kids. So it could be that changes in subsidized food programs are also making a difference. And of course, governments from the federal level all the way down to towns like Somerville have also been making efforts, and the public is becoming much more aware of the obesity problem. So it could be a whole gestalt that's happening.
Mm. So good news among children, but you say for the broader population, obesity rates remain pretty high.
Yes, and in fact, for women over 60, they're actually significantly up. But yes, in kids, there's some notable progress.
Okay, so let's talk about the new research, the link between TV and childhood obesity. And joining us with more on that is Diane Gilbert Diamond. She's an assistant professor of community and family medicine at Dartmouth and the lead author of a new study on childhood obesity and television published today in JAMA Pediatrics. And Diane Gilbert Diamond, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we've known for some time that TV viewing is an established risk factor for childhood obesity. What further information did you uncover in this study?
We found that even after accounting for TV viewing, having a TV in the bedroom is associated with about 1 extra pound of weight gain a year.
Hmm. Just having the TV there, not even necessarily turning it on, but just having it there.
We presume that kids with a TV in the bedrooms are watching them, but having the TV in the bedroom, no matter how much TV they're watching, is associated with more weight gain.
Oh, boy. Now, any idea about what's behind this connection between weight gain and having a TV in the bedroom?
Well, our study couldn't look at the mechanism directly, but we think that what's going on is that kids with a TV in their bedroom have more disrupted sleep. So, for instance, they may stay up later watching television or may have poor quality sleep after seeing the bright screens or watching exciting TV shows late at night.
Yeah. Now, it occurs to me that every phone, every laptop, every iPad, tablet can now be used as a TV. So is the lesson here that parents should really lay down much stricter rules about screen time in their bedrooms?
Yes, I think that's exactly the lesson, that if we want to help kids to grow up healthy, we really should reduce the amount of television and other media that they're watching and really work to get it out of their bedrooms.
Hmm. And Professor Gilbert Diamond, another theory that you had, I believe, is that food advertising could be working on kids as well when they watch TV.
Yes. So again, we couldn't test this directly in our study, but we think that when kids are watching television in their own bedrooms, they have much more control over the programming that they're seeing. And kids watch about 30 food ads a day.
Wow.
And if they're controlling what shows they're watching, they're probably getting food ads that are directed to their demographic.
Hmm.
So those ads may be more effective at promoting unhealthy eating behaviors in those kids.
So if the best advice for parents is to keep really reduce and limit screen times in bedrooms, what's your hope in terms of targeted education campaigns that might be implemented now to encourage parents to keep TVs out of their kids' bedrooms?
That's a great question. Right now, about 60% of adolescents have TVs in their bedroom, and 40% of kids have TVs by the age of 6. So I really think that parents and pediatricians and teachers should all send the message that TVs don't belong in the bedroom.
Now, you just said something that sort of floored me. 40% of children have TVs in their bedroom by the age of 6.
Yes. It's staggering, isn't it?
That is amazing. Carrie, you wrote recently about health and socioeconomic factors that could skew findings like these? And I'm wondering if this study raises similar questions in your mind.
Well, yes. I mean, on the Common Health blog, we wrote last week about a really interesting study that found that when you look at siblings, so comparing only children within families as opposed to children across families, it appears that a lot of the long-term benefits of breastfeeding, in other words, benefits that would last well into childhood, seem to evaporate. That, in fact, what we thought were benefits of breastfeeding could, in fact, have been a result of the fact that women of higher socioeconomic status, women who are better off or better educated, are much likelier to breastfeed. So I wonder, my question for Professor Gilbert Diamond is, could that not also be a factor here, that, in fact, the kids who have TVs in their bedrooms are also likelier to be from poorer families and therefore at greater risk for obesity anyway?
We did adjust for socioeconomic status in this finding. So we believe that even after accounting for the household income and the parents' education, there still is an effect of having a TV in the bedroom. But I do want to add that children from lower income backgrounds and children who are non-white are more likely to have a TV in their bedroom. So they are more at risk for having this obesity risk factor.
Carrie, we seem to be getting this message from so many directions as so much time goes by. Limit screen time, right?
Yes, hard as it may be.
Hard as it may be,
because there's nothing like a quiet child.
Yeah. My colleague, who's a pediatrician, Jim Sargent, he says, get the TV out and the kids will kick and scream for an hour or a day, but then it will be gone and the fight will be over. So just get the TV out of the bedroom. It's a one-time decision.
All right. Sounds like a fight worth having. Diane Gilbert Diamond, she's an assistant professor of community and family medicine at Dartmouth and the lead author of a new study published today in JAMA Pediatrics about obesity and TVs in kids' bedrooms. Diane Gilbert Diamond, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.